Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Is that a ghost I hear? Perhaps a ghost of bachelor's past?
I think it might be.
Nothing spookier than that.
But that is what we're here to discuss, bachelor's past, and we are taping this on Halloween. Tomorrow, when you will all be hearing this, it will be All Hallows Day.
The real holiday, when you think about it.
Yeah. It's not like we celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve.
I mean, please.
Yeah. Let's put the ghost back in November 1st, is what I'm saying. But we are talking about something even spookier than that right now, of course, which is we've reached the end of season one of The Bachelor, and Alex Michelle is getting ready for his happily ever after.
I am bereft. Like, what else do we have to look forward to besides, you know, meeting your future child? He can wait. You know? but we do get to find out who our sweet, sweet paper bag of a man Alex Michelle chose to spend the rest of his life with. And by spend the rest of his life with, we, of course, mean date for like a few weeks and then break up and presumably never really see each other again, except for perhaps some oddly posed people photo shoots a couple years later.
I'm going to need to look into that.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. But as the first season of The Bachelor comes to an end, and this is even scarier, so too does our first live tour. We've had so much fun doing these live shows, and it's sad to be approaching the last one, but it's true. On Thursday, November 21st, we will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn, the place where we kicked off the tour back in July, to recap the first season finale.
And all of the shows have been so much fun. We want to make the finale the best one yet, especially, you know, if you want to see Claire before she gives birth to a child.
Yeah, possibly like right before I give birth.
She might do it on the stage.
I'm
Her water
be
might
really
break.
Pregnant.
It's going to be the most dramatic recap ever.
Yeah, and possibly really scary to stay on
medically.
Theme.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have merch. We're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And some drinks.
And drinks, thank God.
And some time to hang with us.
So we're really hoping to see a lot of you there. That'll be Thursday, November 21st at the Bell House in Brooklyn, where we'll be recapping the finale of season one.
With some very fun surprise guests. A couple people that we have in the works that we're really excited about. Cross your fingers. Bring your mom.
Yes,
Moms
bring your mom.
Like the show. Dads like the show.
Yeah, we've heard that sometimes friends and husbands like the show. Wives like the show. All kinds of people respond to the show. Could
Even
be a
if
fun
you've
thing.
Never seen an episode of The Bachelor, there have been people at every show who just essentially wander in off the street and yet still have a decent time. So spread the word. Again, Thursday, November 21st at the Bell House. You can buy tickets at the link in our show notes.
We hope to see you there.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
sometimes there will be something that is just like nagging at me, bothering me about something in my life. And I just swirl it around and around and around in my head and don't quite know how to address it. And something that can really help me sort that through and like take action is therapy.
I completely agree. I've been really stressed lately because I've just been getting sick over and over again. And before I know it, I'm feeling a lot of emotions and I don't even connect where they're coming from with the actual origin. We all carry around these stressors, right? And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a great safe space to get things off of your chest and figure out how to actually work through whatever's weighing you down.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/love to see it.